And each week, we talk about the history of the Browns versus their upcoming opponent. This week's opponent, the Steelers, the season finale. And joining us is our resident historian, Steve King, to discuss that. Steve, I hope you had a great holiday.
I sure did, and I hope you and our listeners did as well.
So, Steve, let's talk about the rivalry between the Browns and Steelers. I know we could do an entire show on it, just given how deep it runs, but what are some of the things that stand out to you?
Well, there have been a lot of things, most of them funny, or most of them somebody getting crunched. You know, there was the time Doug Deacon was asked on a live segment for the 6 o'clock news, one of the Cleveland stations. I think it was 1975. He said, Doug, we'd like you to assess your player that you're playing against today for the Steelers, defensive end Dwight White. And it was dead air. And finally, this young, person doing the interview said, did you hear the question? He says, yes, I did. And it was more dead air. And finally, the person says, are you going to answer the question? And Deacon says, no. My parents embedded into my mind that if you don't have something nice to say about somebody, don't say anything at all. And that really, in a lot of ways, epitomized that rivalry.
That said it. Yeah, absolutely. It was personal.
Yeah, it was personal because you had to – this is before free agency. You had the same, 12, 15, whatever guys that played against another group of 12, 15, sure. 18 guys. And there was real hatred. I mean, it was like seeing your neighbor or your brother that you didn't get along with, and you saw him twice a year, and it didn't get better as you went on. It
right.
got worse. It got more visceral because you had more history to it.
And it even extended to even the media that was covering it, because I remember a guy named Pete Franklin, who was on Cleveland radio for years, a legendary figure. Didn't he get into something with Myron Cope from Pittsburgh, who was a legendary voice down there?
Well, this is a message to the people at the Browns flagship WTAM, which was then W or 3WE.
Uh-huh.
Somewhere, I'm hoping that the 20 to 25 minute simulcast that Pete Franklin did with Myron Cope, who I think was either on WTAE or WDVE over there in Pittsburgh, where they were screaming at each other for 20 minutes. Vic, I'm telling you what, it was hilarious. It was the best 20, 25 minutes of radio I ever heard. And Pete Franklin had come out that year, and before the weeks leading up to the game, had said, the Browns are going to win. This is 1986. They're
okay.
going to beat the Steelers in Pittsburgh and break the jinx. And they went on with that as the discussion, and it was hilarious.
And
but, again, it was a lot of fun, like I said.
Yeah.
It was either physical or a lot of fun. This is what this rivalry's been about.
And the Browns did, in fact, do,
yeah, absolutely.
Do that. They made the prediction.
They asked Pete, what would you have done, had they lost, then your great prediction would have been false. He says, I never thought about that. I couldn't think about it because I really didn't have a plan B.
Now, when you think Steelers, you think certainly of the Rooney family, Art Rooney, the patron of the whole family, the patron saint, if you will. He wouldn't be called that in Cleveland, but certainly in Pittsburgh. And still, Dan Rooney coming back to the fold from his ambassadorship in Ireland, and still other Rooney family members involved with this team. They were very much into the passion of this rivalry.
Well, yeah, and I would differ, and I know where you're coming from, but I would differ with Dan Rooney being welcomed over here. I think if people thought about it, because he bucked Art Modell when Art Modell took the Browns to Baltimore. He was one of the...
Now, he was against that.
He was against that, and that broke a real friendship, or was going against the
right.
grain of a friendship that began with Art Modell and Art Rooney dating all the way back into the early 60s when Art had bought the Browns. So for him to do that took a lot of courage, but he thought it was wrong. And I'll tell you a little story real quick. 1999, this is the Browns' first year back. They're playing over in Pittsburgh.
Right.
I want to say it's about November 14th, I think it was. And this is the kick and the great timing because Phil Dawson gets selected to the Pro Bowl.
Right.
His first signature kick, he kicks a 39-yard field goal as time expires. And there's a whole story with that. But anyway, as time expires, to beat the Steelers 16-15, you kind of get, you know, a little bit of revenge. The Steelers had come in and really did a number on the Browns, 43-0 in that first game. But I'm standing there in the press box before the game, and you know how you get the feeling, you get a sixth sense that someone's standing over your shoulder, and you look, and I turn around, and there's Dan Rooney. Well, I introduced myself and said, I know you don't know me, but I want to thank you for, you know, doing what you did for the Browns. And he said something, and I'll close with this, that I think was really poignant. It was one sentence, and I think it really kind of symbolizes the rivalry. And he's watching the Browns and Steelers warm up on the field down there, and this is at Old Three Rivers, and he says, it sure is good to see those orange helmets on my field again. And I say that, Vic, as I said that, I almost got emotional. Wow. Because what it was that rivalry, when it went away for those 3 years with the sure. absence of the Browns, took something away from the Steelers. And while we talk about, you know, the great rivalry and this and that, well, that rivalry doesn't exist unless the Browns are there, and they yeah. missed that. They, as much as they wanted to, you know, spit Cleveland out of their mouth, they missed that. Dan Rooney missed that, and I have a tremendous amount of respect for him.
That is a great, great perspective, Steve. Really love that, and what a great way to kind of close off our historical perspectives on these rivalries, on these series with these teams. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, and I guess we saved the best for last.
Yeah, you certainly did. He is Steve King, our resident historian, breaking it down between the Browns and the Steelers through the years. We've got much more coming up on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR. Okay.